Hello and welcome back to Strategic Investor Radio on octalkradio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing elsewhere. Again, we are broadcasting today from the ADESA conference in Las Vegas. It's October 2015, and we're very pleased to be sitting here with John Isaacson of Preferred Apartment Communities. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia, and excuse us for just a minute while we have a group having a good time walking by here. So, John, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Charlie, thanks for having me today. It's good to see you.
And it's great to hear that southern accent. As a boy who was born in Alabama, it reminds me of how my relatives talk here. So, John, tell us about Preferred Apartment Communities.
Thanks, Charlie. So, we are a Preferred Apartment Communities is a publicly traded REIT. So we're traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We own and operate multifamily and retail assets, and we also have a mezzanine loan portfolio that allows us to invest in properties being developed in both retail and the multifamily sector.
Okay, and what separates you and differentiates you from the competition?
Well, we're vertically integrated, so we handle every aspect of the property management, asset management, financing, dispositions, as well as investor relations. So everything that needs to be done for the properties and to the properties and for our investors, we handle in-house.
Okay, and when you purchase property, so obviously from the title, Preferred Apartment Communities, you're primarily into apartments. Is this throughout the country? Is it primarily located in the southeast? What's your what are the geographical locations of your properties?
Well, we have assets, including the mezzanine loan portfolio. We have assets from Irvine, California to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're spread out, concentrated mostly in the mid-Atlantic, southeast, and southwest, but certainly a national platform.
Okay, and what percentage of your work, let's say, is in the apartment community, what percentage in the mezzanine loan program, and what percentage maybe elsewhere?
Today, I think it's probably the case that our mezzanine loan portfolio is about 15 to 20% of our asset base, probably the same for retail, and 60% plus is in our multifamily owned portfolio.
Okay, and why should people invest with you guys?
Well, we're experienced real estate professionals. We're not financially driven or we're not financial engineers. All of our backgrounds come from owning, operating, and developing real estate assets over as much as a 50-year career. Our founder, John Williams, founded Post Properties in the early 1970s and took it public in 1993. He's got a 50-year career in multifamily and has owned and operated and developed more multifamily assets than anybody else in the country.
Very, very impressive. So, John, you have about 300 to 400 employees. So you guys are looking for, well, what are you looking for in the properties? Are you looking for distressed assets? Are you looking for properties with problems? Are you looking for properties that can be improved? What are you looking for?
We really look for stable assets that are producing dependable returns, and we want to pay a fair price for them. And in today's market, that gets more and more challenging. We probably look for, it probably takes us 50 to 75 assets before we find one that we really like. It requires a lot of effort, a lot of due diligence, a lot of time and energy to get the right investment. But we want assets that are dependable, that are producing cash flow, that allow us to cover the dividend to our investors.
What aspects of apartment investing do you see as especially advantageous for investors?
Well, in today's market, multifamily is enjoying several demographic shifts. So the first is the decline in home ownership. Ever since the crisis in 2007, where we had home ownership at almost 70% in this country, it's declined since then to a little less than 64% today. And if you think about what that means in terms of gross numbers, every 1% decline in home ownership creates about 1.1 million rental households. Now, not all of those people are going into apartments. Some of those people are renting homes, for sure. But it's certainly been the case that even though we've had relatively tepid job growth, and even though wage growth has been non-existent, multifamily has been robust because of this demographic shift.
Tell us a little more about your mezzanine loan program, why you do it, and how it is done.
Well, as a public company with a relatively small market cap of about $250 million, it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to invest capital in an asset that's not going to produce cash flow until it's built and stabilized. What the mezzanine loan program allows us to do is invest in those same assets, but we earn a current return because we take a debt position. So we invest these mezzanine loan proceeds. The asset's being built. We're earning a current return and a deferred return that we capture at the end of the loan. And with our mezzanine loan program, the real unique function in it is that the property has a purchase option such that at the end of the loan, once the property's stabilized, the company, Preferred Apartment Communities, has the option to buy that asset. And it's our option. If it performs well, it does what we thought it would do at the original underwriting, then we can go in and buy that asset at what's going to be an attractive price to the market.
Great. So any final words for our listeners here, John?
Well, certainly the case that we think Preferred Apartment Communities is an excellent company. We're in a great sector. We're very bullish on the apartment market, and we think that it's going to continue. We think we've had good growth, good economic fundamentals that are going to continue, and certainly look forward to hearing from our investors in the future. And you can always go to our website at www.pac-apts.com. And you can see all our filings. We obviously, as a public company, we have a ton of transparency. You can look at all our K's and Q's and look forward to any questions you might have.
John, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us today. We've been talking with John Isaacson of Preferred Apartment Communities, Inc., out of Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to Strategic Investor Radio on octalkradio.net, broadcasting from the EDISA Conference in Las Vegas, and we'll be right back.